Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today I've entitled my message, Have You Become Too Familiar with God? Look at the person next to you and ask them this question. Have you become too familiar with God? Last time we talked about the importance of having reverence for God and walking in the fear of the Lord. The Bible says that it is the fear of the Lord that influences us not to sin or disobey Him. When God met with Israel on Mount Sinai, the Bible says that Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord had descended on it in the form of fire, and the smoke billowed into the sky like a smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain shook with a violent earthquake. And when the people saw the thunder and the lightning, and they heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with great fear, and they stood at a distance. But Moses said to the people, God has come to test you, so that the fear of the Lord will be with you to keep you from sinning. In Proverbs chapter 8 and 13, it says, all who fear the Lord will hate evil. Proverbs 16 and 6 says, evil is avoided by the fear of the Lord. And I want us all to repeat that. Evil, come on, is avoided by the fear of the Lord. Say it again. Is avoided by the fear of the Lord. I believe the most important message that needs to be taught in the church today is to reverence and fear the Lord. For how can we be a habitation for God's presence and be used by God when the church has difficulty fearing His holiness as we used to? The holiness of God means His absolute moral purity. He can neither sin nor tolerate sin. In fact, God judged sinful behavior in the Old Testament sometimes immediately and dramatically. Let me give you a few examples. Leviticus chapter 10 and 1, it says, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, took their censers, put fire in them, and added incense, and they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord, contrary to His command. So fire came out of the presence of the Lord and consumed them. And they died there before the Lord. Moses then said to Aaron, their father, this is what the Lord has spoken. Among those who approach me, I will show myself holy. In the sight of all of the people, I must be honored. Aaron's sons acted in a disrespectful way to God in that they offered unauthorized sacrifices to God. They ignored His holiness. Let me give you another example. A man named Korah caused the children of Israel to rebel against God, Moses, and Aaron. He disregarded God's will for Moses and Aaron to lead the children of Israel, and he himself tried to establish leadership over that group. In Numbers chapter 16, verse 19, it shows the judgment of God upon his life. It says in Numbers 16 and 19, Korah had stirred up the entire community against Moses and Aaron, and they all assembled at the tabernacle entrance. Then the glorious presence of the Lord appeared to the whole community. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, get away from these people so that I may destroy them in an instant. Then the Bible says in verse 32, the earth opened up and swallowed the men along with their households and their followers who were standing with them and everything that they owned. So they went down alive into the grave along with their belongings. And then the earth closed over them and they all vanished. Once again, we see God acting immediately to judge sinful behavior. Now, I begin by saying this to you folks because I really do believe that many Christians have lost the fear of the Lord. You say, well, how can you say that, Pastor? I say it because of the sinful condition of many Christians' lives. They're not walking according to the will of God regarding holiness and morality in their lives. The Bible says it is the fear of the Lord that keeps us from evil, keeps us from sinful behavior. So we see that God cannot tolerate sin and he will judge sin. I want to let you know, folks, that today we're still serving the same God. How many of you know that? There is not another God, one for the Old Testament and one for the New Testament. In Malachi chapter 3 and 6, he said, for I am the Lord and I do not change. Well, there are many scholars who say that God handled things differently in the Old Testament regarding sin and regarding judgment. Well, perhaps he hasn't done anything as dramatic as opening the ground or sending direct fire out to destroy those disobedient. But saints, I want to let you know that even in the New Testament, God judged sin. I want to give you two references for this. God judged a couple during a church service for lying. In Acts chapter 5 and 1, it says, there was a man named Ananias with his wife Sapphira who sold some property and brought part, I should say, only part of the money, claiming it was the full price. His wife had agreed to this deception with him. Verse 3 says, but Peter said, Ananias, Satan has filled your heart. When you claimed this was the full price, you were lying to the Holy Spirit. Now imagine this, you're having a testimony service and an offering service. And you've asked people, as the Lord has moved upon your heart to give, come and give to the Lord, because this is probably how it happened. And Peter said, come and give to the Lord as the Lord has moved upon your heart. The Bible tells us that there was a man named Barnabas who sold his property and he gave all of the proceeds to the disciples for the church. Well, it appears that Ananias and Sapphira liked that idea as well. The only thing is they came saying that this was the price of the property and you're getting the entire sum, but it was not true. If they had said that just amongst themselves, it may have kept them from being judged. But they went in front of the church and they told Peter, this is the price of the property and we're giving it all to the church. So Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said, Satan has filled your heart. That when you claim that this is the full price, you're lying to the Holy Spirit. Verse 5 says, as soon as Ananias heard these words, he fell to the floor dead. Now that's some way to have an offering service. Someone giving to the Lord lies in church and they're dead. Well, what do you do to pick up the service at that point? What can you do to change the atmosphere in the service? The Bible says that Peter said to some of the members, here, come pick him up, take him out, we're having church. Everyone was terrified. And then they had a second service. Verse 7 says, about 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what happened. And Peter asked her, did you people sell your land for such and such a price? Did you and your husband sell your property for such and such a price? She said, yes. We surely did. Now, she had no idea why her husband hadn't come home to let the cat out. She had no idea why her husband didn't come home after first service. But during second service, she came 3 hours later. And Peter asked the same question. Did you sell the property for this price? She said, of course. You see, because her and her husband had agreed to lie. No fear for God. No fear of the house of the Lord. No fear of God's servants. She lied. Peter said, how could you and your husband even think of doing a thing like this, conspiring together to test the Spirit of God's ability to know what's going on? Do you realize God knows everything about your life? No, we may not know all of the details of your life, but God surely knows everything about you. And this is what Peter is saying here. He said, just outside the door are the men who buried your husband. That must have been a surprise. But this was even a greater surprise. He said, and they will carry you out of here too. Instantly, she fell to the floor dead. And the young men came in, seeing she was also dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. The Bible says great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. Verse 12 said, the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers would come and meet at Solomon's coronade. But now listen to verse 13. And no one else dared join them, even though they kept very high regard for them. Nevertheless, more and more people, men and women, believed in the Lord, and they were added to their number. So we see even in the New Testament that God did judge people, and sometimes instantly. It is not a good practice to lie, but it is a worse practice to lie in church. The Bible says only those serious about their commitment to Christ joined the church. But notice the results of God's judgment upon the church. The results were the fear of the Lord returned to the church. Hypocrisy ceased in the church. Only those, again, who were serious about God came and joined the church. And the Bible says revival broke out in the church. The church grew and experienced the presence of God as never before.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day.
You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day.
We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas.
You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Let me show you one more scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, 31. It has to do with communion. Folks, this is a very important thing I'm about to tell you. Most of you, I'm sure, have heard when taking communion a little line that the pastor or the person who's leading you might say. And it says to examine yourself. But let me read to you the portion of scripture so you see God's judgment upon the church if they do not take communion properly. It says, every time you eat this bread and you drink this cup, and you are announcing the Lord's death until he come. So if anyone eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily, that person is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And then it goes on to say, that is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. In other words, the word of God is saying here, before you take the elements of communion, you need to pray and make sure everything is straight with God in your heart. Don't partake if there's sin in your life. And then it goes on to say, for if you eat the bread or drink the cup unworthily, not honoring the blood of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. This is the New Testament. Verse 30. That is why many of you are weak. Let me repeat that. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. That's amazing. That a person can take communion unworthily and become weak and sick and even die. The Bible says in verse 31, but if we examine ourselves, we will not be examined by God and judged in this way. People are still getting sick and weak and dying in the church, and many times we don't know why. Could it be because they took communion unworthily? Could it be because they lost the fear of the Lord and His precepts? You know, we can fool the people around us. In this church today, we all look good. We're all dressed up. We've got a smile on our face. Only God really knows what's in our hearts. But He really do. He really does. Saints, I believe that without the fear of the Lord, Christians will not be able to stand in these last days in which we live. Just look around. There are so many Christian leaders. I'm not going into the congregation. I'm going to stay on the platform now. So many Christian leaders that are falling. Morally, they're falling left and right like apples out of trees. You say, how does that happen? Our leaders falling like that. I believe it's a lack of the fear of the Lord. Temptation is so great. The Bible says it is the fear of the Lord that causes us to depart from evil. Now, let me just say something to you. It is not because they don't love God. Some people would say, well, if you loved God, you would not have sinned. David slept with Bathsheba, killed her husband, and God said that David was a man who loved him with all of his heart. How do you reconcile that? Well, I reconcile it by believing that is because David, at that time in his life, lost the fear of the Lord. Joseph was tempted every day by his boss's wife, and yet he refused to sleep with her. David sees a woman bathing on the roof and says, go find out who she is. The man comes back and says, my Lord, the woman, she's married. David says, bring her in here. It doesn't matter. What's the difference? David lost the fear of the Lord. He became too familiar with God. Joseph always reverenced and feared God. The Bible says in Genesis 39 and 9, Joseph said, how could I ever do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin against God to sleep with you. He always kept God consciousness. He wasn't just looking at the beautiful woman and the fact that he had opportunity and nobody would know. When I worked in the secular world and I would go for training different parts of the country, the gentlemen, I say loosely, that were with me in training were looking for the opportunity to get together with some lady there. They take off their rings, kind of make sure there was no mark there, their wedding rings, that is, and proceed to woo the ladies for an opportunity to sleep with them. Joseph had this opportunity. And yet, he said, how can I do this? Listen to what the scripture says in Psalm 16 and 8 that points out the way Joseph lived his life. It says, I am always thinking of the Lord, and because he is so near, I will never need to stumble or to fall. When you maintain God consciousness, when you realize that the Spirit of God is right there with you, it's pretty difficult to sin before the Lord. It's difficult for you to disobey God, knowing that God is there watching you in the presence of His Spirit. Now, what happened to David is one of the greatest dangers every Christian will face. Temptation to become too lax in your spiritual walk and too familiar with God. We are all tempted to be lukewarm. We are all tempted to leave the place of our first love with God and drift in to a state of everything's okay, I'm okay, God's okay, we're okay, and it really doesn't matter. God understands. God knows that I give him the time that I have. God understands that I have a life and I have a family and I have a job and I have all these things and I really don't have time to be involved like I used to. Does he really understand? Saints, God really does understand. But is the time that we have devoted to the Lord? Is the extracurricular time we have devoted to the Lord? Or have we stopped treating him the way we used to? Familiarity with God is one of Satan's chief strategies to derail us from successfully accomplishing our purpose. You can get too comfortable in your relationship with God. You've gotten to a point now where before you would pray and struggle and pray and get the word and cry out to God and say, God, I need you to explain this to me. God, I want you help, Lord. But then many Christians get to the point in their life where they feel, well, I understand the Bible pretty well now and things are going pretty well in my life and I just thank God for all of his blessings. God is with me. Life is good. But then they've gotten so familiar with God, they forget that God responded to them in the first place because they gave all. They gave their all. Every time they could spend time with the Lord, they grabbed their Bible, they begin to read it. Every time they had an opportunity to pray, they just began to pray and just began talking to the Lord. Every opportunity they had to make it to the house of the Lord when the house of God was open, they were there. Not to be seen by man. It wasn't religious form. It was because God was there. It was because they did it for the Lord.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is Have You Become Too Familiar with God? This is part one. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is truth. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those whom the Lord has delivered. And so, Lord, help us to share with others the truth of salvation, the cross of Jesus, that he died for us all that we might be saved. Father, we pray that you would give us courage to speak to everyone in our sphere of influence, to let them know that they have a responsibility to know you and to serve you. And Jesus Christ is coming back again so soon. Father, we want every person to be ready. Help us, give us courage that we'll share
the good news of the gospel, that you love us all, and that the power of God is on our side. Bless every person listening today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.